Thank you for being here with me today and welcome back. My name is Catherine Daniels and I love to empower people with spiritual healing and wellness. The best thing about Retreat to Peace is the gift of inner peace, greater love, and joy. During these times of changes and uncertainty in the world, nothing is permanent except our souls. And that's why we need to come together as we travel through one another's countries, creating a bridge, removing all the labels, as we come together as one people, finding our home in our world. And today, I'm going to talk specifically to you. So I'm excited to open up a conversation with you in regards to your own journey and where you are right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, where is your happiness factor? If you were to rate yourself at 0, I'm just in the dumps, or 10, I am so excited to be alive and everything is amazing, love to hear where you are on that scale. If you could just take a moment and think about your life and where you are, there's so many things, if you look around, that you can be grateful for and happy. Happiness comes from within. Oftentimes, we hear people say, I'd be happier if I had $1 million, for example. Or maybe I'd be happier if I had a special someone to share my life with. Or I would be happier if I lived in a different house, in a different place. All of these things. The interesting thing about happiness is that it is something that comes within. I'm wondering, as we are already moving through the first quarter of the year in 2023, how are those vision boards going? Are you looking at them? Are you manifesting the life that you want and living it to the fullest and giving it your all? How are those vision boards? When I think of happiness, I always, always think of the abundance that I have that fills me with gratitude. Sometimes I just think of the simple things, like the fact that I have fresh air to breathe. I know that seems very silly, but not everyone has fresh air that they can breathe. Or maybe I think about the beating of my heart, or the ability to feel joy, or the ability to feel love. How many times have I interviewed someone and we've had these deep, deep conversations around what your brain actually thinks and how it processes and training your brain? Right now, we're living in uncertainty. We're in the season of winter. If you think about the seasons and you think about what each season represents, we are most definitely in the season of winter. What happens in winter? Well, there's a lot of things that happen in winter. There's uncertainty of what is ahead. There is uncertainty as how we're going to get through the challenging storms of winter, how we're going to get through the cold of winter. Are we going to have enough food? Are we going to have enough heat? There's so many things that we think about with winter. But winter doesn't last forever. Springtime is always on the other side of winter. So trying to keep things in perspective is so important. Today, as I travel through my journey in life, I was deeply saddened to see more homeless people in my community, more people that are literally just trying to survive, people that are not in the healthiest mindset or state because clearly, visibly, you could see that they were not okay. The more that I see this, the more that my heart hurts. As a highly sensitive person and an empath, I do feel on a deeper level than most when I see someone who is suffering. And always, the first thing that I do is I radiate some positivity towards that person. I radiate some healing energy and I send my prayer of love and guidance and hope for them, because that's all that I can do, is just radiate that energy to them. It is becoming increasingly harder, I feel, for people to really wrap their arms around the space that we're sitting in and how to get themselves out of the space. So 2023, we talked about making this the year for you. We talked about getting that vision board together and start looking at your finances, looking at the things that you can control to help create your best life. Sometimes our best life doesn't always show up the way that we think. Often we have these God moments that come in and present themselves to us when we least expect it. There's so many times that God has stood up and shown up in my life. I remember when my children were young and I was going through a divorce, and I remember being in my car and my son asked, "Mom, where are we going to live?" I had no idea. At the core of my soul, I just felt so beaten down. I felt like nothing I was doing in that moment in time was right. I felt like every direction I turned, there was a closed door. There was a closed door because I was trying to redesign my life, try to figure it out, try to make things right for my kids, try to make things right for me. And it didn't always seem to pan out. And I remember in the car when my son asked me that question, just feeling this heartache like I didn't feel ever before. Because for the first time in my life, or one of the times in my life, I was totally, completely surrendered to God's journey for me. I had no plan. I had no idea where the direction was going. I had no idea. I literally was fully surrendered. And I remember saying to my son, "This is a moment where we have to trust in God. We have to release any kind of expectations of what it might look like and just allow God to work through us to provide for us what it is that we need." And the remarkable thing about this story is that literally within a few weeks, I had landed a job in the community of where we were, which was an hour away from where we used to live. And at that time, there was a gentleman who took a chance on me and allowed me to rent a home that was in that same community. And I just remember thinking, I could have not done this all on my own, because sometimes we need that helping hand. Sometimes we need to allow others and allow God to work through the universe and help create what it is that we needed. Interestingly enough, my kids are grown now, and I had a conversation with my oldest son, and he says to me, "Mom, I understand now why we moved so far away." And I said, "Well, it wasn't that far away. It was only an hour away." And he says, "But I understand now." He said, "You were going through a lot. Our family was going through a lot, and we had to make changes, and we had to set a new stage for the life that we were building and where we were going." And I said, "That's true." I said, "Sometimes when we are in moments of crises or going through difficult times and we're not fully supported where we are, sometimes we do have to make the hard choices. Sometimes we do have to make those hard choices for the people we love and provide for them in a way that we didn't think." And it just warmed my heart, because for the first time, I didn't feel like that moment was for nothing. And when I said, "Allow God to work and provide," that's exactly what happened. And it showed my kids how that happened. I remember talking to all of you about how Christmas dinner was all in the freezer. And when my children were young, someone left the freezer door open. And all of my lasagnas and cookies and everything that I had made was completely ruined. And I called the insurance company, and the insurance company wanted to help, and they didn't know what to do exactly at first, when I first called them, that is. And I explained to them, I said, I have my in-laws coming into town. We live off of one income, and it's barely enough to take care of us. And this was everything that we had in the freezer, and we don't have it. We don't have food for Christmas. And the woman asked if we would be home the next day, and I said we would. And out of the kindness of their heart, they showed up with bags of groceries for us because we couldn't afford to pay the homeowner deductible to put in a claim. And I just remember feeling so grateful and so much gratitude for these women that showed up and did this out of the kindness of their hearts. And once again, this is where God's earth angels come in and help. And I remember putting my son down for bed, and he said, Mom, you're the luckiest. I was like, why are you saying that? And he said, because you got to be hugged by one of Santa's elves. And I thought, that is really beautiful, really beautiful. But once again, it's another moment where God showed up to provide and take care of us. It's those moments that I am very humbled. It's those moments that always bring me to a place of grounding my soul and my spirit, especially when things are hard. I think about how many people right now don't know how to ground their soul. I think about how many people right now are chasing away their feelings with drugs, alcohol, devices, television. I mean, they're just running because they don't know how to ground their soul. So today I wanted to share a little bit about how we can do that, how we can manifest grounding our souls, getting into a place where we're in a higher vibrational state, and getting back on track. Because since you put your vision board together, how many of you are on track right now? And if you're not on track, it's okay. Allow yourself some grace, but be proud of yourself for getting started. And when we start over, it's not that we're starting over. We're just starting from the place that we left. You already have this stacking of things that you've already done, and you come into it with this breadth of experience that you didn't have before. So you're not starting over. You're just picking up where you left off. And that's really, really important. So when we think about our happiness and we think about grounding our soul, one of the things that I like to do is I like to think about the simple things that give me pleasure. And when I say simple things, what I mean is the smallest of small in regard to it's outside of me, it's outside of my physical place, it's outside of my control to some degree. So for example, I love to watch the birds. It gives me peace. It just sings to my soul. I know that may sound strange, but just to see them fly in the air and see how magical it is that they are able to do what they do with those incredible, beautiful wings. And all of the birds, it's the big birds to the little birds and everything in between. It just warms my heart. So often when I don't feel my best, I look outside, I look up into the sky, I look at the beautiful birds flying around, and I think about how magical those birds are. And in my yard, I feed the birds. My bird families come back year after year. I have generations of birds that gather in my yard, and it's beautiful because I can tell you I've got generations of doves and cardinals and blue jays and house wrens and sparrows, and the list goes on and on. But I can tell you which ones are the babies, which ones haven't met their mate yet, which ones are older, and they like to nest in the same area. So I always make sure that I provide for them so that when mama's carrying her young, she has what she needs. She can take care of herself. And I always think about how beautiful it is to see the generations of birds. But as much as they bring me joy, it's interesting because I'm also part of their world. They get used to seeing me coming outside with the bird seed at a certain hour, as do the squirrels, by the way. And it's just beautiful because they know that I'm taking care of them in a very special way. But they're doing the same for me, and that's such a beautiful thing. Some of you may have a cat or a dog, and it works the same way. Maybe you have a horse. Maybe you have some other animal that gives you that peace and that comfort and that happiness. Whatever that is beautiful. In your soul, think of the things that you can have gratitude for, the simple things that bring you joy. Often on Retreat to Peace, I always say that the fastest way to get out of that lower vibrational field is to play your music. Get that music turned on. Get that happy music, that funky music, that pop music, whatever it is that brings you joy, whatever it is that gives you happiness. Get that on your radar. Put that in your arena to bring that joy to you. And think about ways that you can pop out of that lower vibrational state. Yesterday, it was abundantly clear to me that several people in my life were struggling, and I had to take a step back and think about why it was that these people were struggling. And I think a collective energy of weariness of the way that things are, a collective energy of the gravitational pulls. Whenever the full moon occurs, especially for a highly sensitive person such as myself, I always have to be mindful of when the full moon is, because sometimes I am very drained, very, very drained. And it took me years to figure out the correlation, but most definitely there is a correlation. I remember working in a hospital years ago, and every full moon, there were always the most bizarre accidents that would happen, the most heart attacks that would happen, the most crazy of crazy. And I couldn't understand. I remember one of the staff telling me that it just disorients people. They do things that they probably wouldn't normally do. They behave in ways they wouldn't normally behave. So think about where you are in the calendar cycle with the full moon, especially if you're a highly sensitive person like I am. I have my calendar actually marked off every single month for the full moon, visibly so that I can prepare myself leading into it and just allow myself grace. And sometimes if I'm feeling a little off, allow myself grace. If someone's getting me upset, I allow myself grace and try not to react, because honestly, we're all affected. So sometimes it's just best to say nothing. As my grandmother would say, if you have nothing nice to say, then say nothing at all. So I always think of her. When I think of our happiness meter, the other thing that I think about is not just the music and not just the simple pleasures in life that bring us joy, but I also think about what it is that your body is feeling. Are you eating a bunch of junk food and you just feel awful because your body doesn't like it? I mean, truly, if you're feeling awful after eating something, your body truly doesn't like it. You probably shouldn't be eating that. But are you eating it because you're stressed, depressed? Why are you eating this junk food? It's so, so important that we take care of this temple that we have, which is our body. And your happiness meter is associated with that, as it is with movement. So part of your 2023 plan is get yourself on a schedule. Get yourself on a schedule where you're moving at least 30 minutes a day. Can you get outside for a walk? Can you do some exercise in the house? Are you able to do some yoga or Pilates or some sort of exercise? Because more than ever, as people are sitting more and more and more, their bodies are breaking down. And their bodies are breaking down in a negative way, which is causing disease. And it's creating a very, very strong impact. First thing in the morning, if you can get up and just stretch your body out, that's going to help you. Just stretch everything out. Do a few stretches to your toes, reach your arms up high, move side to side. Do these things. That's going to help to wake up your body and make your body feel good. Did you know that the first 5 minutes of your walk, if you're going at a warm pace, not fast, you're actually burning calories because your body is starting to wake up and say, oh, we're doing something right now. It takes a little bit more energy. But if you walk for 30 minutes and then do your cool down for another 5, did you know your body's burning calories in that cool down? Because you've changed the rate of what you were doing, and now it's got to readjust. And when it's readjusting, it's burning those calories. So you burn more calories in your warm-up and in your cool-down, which is pretty cool if you think about it. Move, move, move. You've got to get your body to move. Make sure you're drinking good things like water, herbal tea, things that are going to help provide the body with goodness. And then make sure you're getting good sleep. That helps your happiness factor too. If you're not sleeping, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be grumpy. You're not going to feel good. You're not going to feel good. Trust me, especially coming from someone who needs their 8 hours. I am definitely one of those. So think about that. Think about creating your schedule for your happiness meter. Think about sleep, exercise, getting out of the rut of whatever it is that you're in, if you're in that rut, and think about ways to find gratitude for the simple things around you and have grace. Sometimes our happiness meter is also affected by things like bills. So try to remember that money is just a tool. It doesn't define you. When we did our Money Matters segment, just keep all of those things in perspective and just try to be in awareness that it is only a tool. Money comes, money goes. But you can also manifest where you have checks coming to you, you have money coming to you. You can manifest that. There's so many things you can do to help with that aspect of things. If you are stressing about a job and you're not sure what's going to happen with your job, be prepared. Maybe it's time to look for a new job. Maybe it's time to do something different with that. If you're stressed about maybe childhood trauma, try to remember that that's all in the past. That's not in the present. That's not right here, right now. So try to be as much as you can in today, in the present moment, and just try to stay in today. Being present is so, so key to so many things. It really, really is. If you're feeling any kind of stress meter around loneliness because you're feeling lonely, look for your ways to engage with other people. Retreat to Peace is one of those ways. We have opportunities for you to get engaged with other people, and that's available to you. There's so many things you can do. You can look for things like getting involved with a fitness class, or maybe there's a hobby that you enjoy, a sewing club, or a painting class, or a book club. There's so many ways that you can get involved in getting to know other people that are like-minded like you. If your work stress or your school stress is really affecting you, think about deep breathing. Think about yoga. Think about meditation. Get that music going. Get that exercise going. All of these things are going to help you. It's going to help you disengage from that stress and get you into a higher vibrational state. Some of you may have stress around personal safety. So in this regard, one of the things that you could do is you could look at ways to protect yourself. Is there an opportunity for you to use this to empower yourself? I share this with you because I remember, and this is a very, very intimate detail of my life, but I remember that there was a group of men that are wrestlers that were opening up their doors to teach women how to have self-defense. And when I saw the advertisement at first, I thought, oh my goodness, this is something that I need. This is something I desperately need because with my history of having been raped when I was 16 and having had numerous instances where it would have been not too good for me, I would say this was something I definitely needed. But I was terrified, absolutely terrified to do this class. And I remember rounding up the support of my friends and saying to them, please support me in getting to the point where I go and I take this class. And I even asked for some friends to go with me. And unfortunately, at the time, they had other commitments or were not able to go. And plus the hours to the class, it was like a 2-hour drive, so it wasn't close to my home. So that also created an impact with getting the support. And I thought to myself, okay, I just have to trust. I have to trust whatever is unfolding right now is meant for me, and I'm supposed to experience this. But at the same time, I can tell you, I was terrified because the thought of having a man close to my body, a man that I didn't know, a man touch my body in any way that I didn't know, sent me reeling. Reeling. And I just remember thinking, I can't do this. I don't think I can do this. This is way too scary, way too hard, and I don't think I can do it. I literally felt so sick to my stomach. I called my friend up and I said, I don't think I can go. And she said, you have to go. You have to get everything in you and fight back because this is for you. This is so this never happens to you again. You have to go. I knew she was right. And I remember getting into my vehicle and just sitting in there crying because I was so scared, so completely scared. And then I heard the voice, go get your dog. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's my best friend. He's my companion. He soothes my soul when I'm hurting. He knows I'm hurting and he nuzzles himself up next to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I need to do. So I jumped out of the car, ran back into the house, grabbed my little friend, brought him into the car with me. And obviously he knew I was crying because he could feel me. And I said to him, buddy, we're going for a car ride and you're going to go and support me. So we did, the two of us, me and my dog. We went off on a car ride for 2 hours. We got to the place that I needed to go, and I had never been to this community before, and I was very, very apprehensive. I drove past this building 3 times, went around the block 3 times. I had every reason in the book not to go. I made all kinds of excuses. Oh, this place doesn't look like it's nice. I don't think I can, you know, fit in the parking lot. Nobody will know me. They won't even know that I didn't show up. They won't even care that I didn't show up. It's a free class. They're not going to care. And then I looked over at my dog, and he's looking up at me, and I could just tell he was telling me, you need to go. This is why I'm sitting in the car with you. You need to go. And I thought, oh my goodness, I just drove 2 hours. For what? If I don't go, then I'm going to let myself down in such a profound way. I need to go. I need to face my fears. I needed to go. So I found a parking spot, and me and my buddy walked into the building. And of course, this kind lady comes over to me and she says, are you here for the self-defense class for women? And I just started to cry. And she hugs me and she says, it's okay. She goes, I want you to know there's about 8 women in here and all of them have trauma associated to their body. And they are just as terrified and just as scared. But I promise you, you are in the most gentle hands with these people who are teaching this class. And I looked up at her, and I felt her, and I felt that she was sincere, and I felt she was true. And she says to me, I am one of you. And they taught me, and they made me feel so comfortable. So she guided me into the room that they were doing the self-defense class. And this man, big guy, muscular guy, comes over and he's got shorts on and he's got a tank top on and he's just all smiles. And he's like, hey, my name is Nick and I'm so excited that you're here. And he says, I want to know, what is your fear? And I was like, oh my gosh, how do I describe my fear? How do I tell this perfect stranger what's happened to me when I don't even know him and I don't feel comfortable and I don't want to? And he says, you don't have to tell me. He goes, but I'm telling you that you are okay and you're safe. And I promise that nothing bad will happen to you. And if anything, I'm going to make sure tonight, today, that nothing bad ever happens to you again, because that's what I want to teach you. I want to teach you ways to protect yourself and defend yourself so that nothing bad happens to you. And I thought, oh my gosh, for the first time in a long time, somebody cared and could see me and could feel me and feel the pain and all of that. And he said to me, it's okay if you cry. It's okay if you have discomfort or feel uncomfortable. And if it becomes too much, then you just tell us and we'll stop. I was like, okay. So they started the class, and I'll never forget this girl. This girl was with her mom. And she was probably 18. And she had a backpack on, and she didn't want to take her backpack off. And the guy came over to her and said, it'd be easier if you took your backpack off, because then, you know, you could really do these activities and we could really help you. And she started to cry and she said, "I'm in college and this guy jumped me when I was walking to my apartment. And he came up behind me with my backpack on and he didn't care that I had my backpack on. And he jumped me." And she's crying. And clearly he raped her. So that was very upsetting for her. But in this conversation, I could identify and feel what she was feeling. And this man said to her, "I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do so that this never happens again." And she owned it. She learned how to flip this guy upside down on his back with next to nothing, even though she was smaller than him. And it was amazing. And the tears of sorrow suddenly turned into tears of joy because she took control. This is the ultimate task for every single person right now, is taking back your control. Taking back your control so that you can own your happiness meter to exactly the way that you want it. All these stresses of all these things, the bills and job loss and loneliness and all of these things, they don't have to be stressors. They just don't. It's a decision. It's a choice. It's an opportunity to move out of that state and move into a new state. So think about how you can do that. One of the things that I love to do, besides getting up in the morning and start with gratitude to start my day, is I like to look for ways to move my body, do my stretches, take care of my body, because if I don't take care of my body, then it's going to start falling apart and it's going to cause disease and create a lot of hardship for me. I only get one opportunity to do this life, so I'm going to make the most of it. I do simple things too. So I do things like wipe my feet down with hydrogen peroxide. Do you have any idea how that works with your body and reduces your ability to get sick? It removes viruses. There's so many benefits to it, and it's such a simple, simple thing and very inexpensive thing. But your happiness chemicals, dopamine, that's your reward and motivation chemical. This is the kind of thing that fires off when you finish a task, you have a small win, you did something to take care of yourself, exercise. You ever feel that feeling after exercise? That's the dopamine that's kicking in. Listening to music and showing gratitude fires off that dopamine chemical in the body. Serotonin. Serotonin is the mood stabilizer in our bodies. By meditating, doing yoga, deep breathing, running, believe it or not, having a banana or oatmeal gives us serotonin. That's our mood stabilizer. The endorphins that our body feels, we get that filled up with laughter and dancing, dark chocolate, meditation, and essential oils such as vanilla and lavender. And think about the love chemical of hugging your family, playing with a dog, helping others, holding hands, having a healthy relationship, that contentment. There's so much you can do to fire off your happiness meter in such a profound way. So as I started with, in the morning I show gratitude. I look for ways to move my body, exercise, stretch, yoga, meditate. I look for ways to do self-care. Simple things, using Epsom salts in the bath, detoxing my body, giving my body lemon water. So good. If you've not tried drinking lemon water all day, just the smell of it is going to invigorate you. Feeding my mind. Every day, I look for ways to feed my mind, putting healthy things into my soul. But I love to learn, so at least 30 minutes a day, I take time to learn new things. One of the things that really can help anyone to give themselves happiness is giving back. Most times, when you are a giver instead of a taker, you are going to feel profoundly changed. And it's just amazing how much you will get from that experience. For myself, as a single mother with three kids, I had no ability to give financially to any organization at the time. But what I did have was the opportunity to use my time to give back to a charity. I often would look for opportunities where I could use my time to help another person or another organization that needed help. One of the times I met with a group on a trail, and the organizer had brought a bunch of homeless men from the inner city to a trail. And the organization was Back on Your Feet. And I thought, what a great name for this, because what it was doing is it was showing these young men how they could get onto a trail and learn something about nature, how to navigate a trail and walk in the woods and empower them. And the more they became empowered, the more they could get back on their feet. For someone like me who's very comfortable in the woods, this just was a no-brainer for me. This was amazing. This was an amazing opportunity. One time, I took my kids to a retired horse farm, and we volunteered our time to clean out the horse stalls, brush the horses, take care of them. And we were even lucky enough to feed a couple of them carrots. And it was such a special, special experience, because for myself and my children, I'd never been around horses like that. So to have the opportunity to do something new and share with other people who loved horses, for them to teach us about the special bonding relationships that horses have with people and that healing energy that they have. It was a really beautiful experience. And then even when you think you don't have anything to give, even if you're on hard times, there's always, always someone who has it way worse than you. Always. And sometimes an opportunity will present itself where you can go and help another person. I was completely thrown as far as my soul when I was in church one time And the youth pastor had asked the kids on stage to share their experience of going into the inner city and giving angel bags to young men and women who were on drugs and homeless and didn't have anything. And he went up to the one man and asked if he could pray over him and asked him his name. And the young man told him his name. And after he prayed over him, the young man cried and he said, "You wouldn't believe me, but I'm 32 years old and I used to go to church. I actually was a church pastor." And I thought, oh my goodness. And what this did for this young man who was giving him the blessing bag is it changed him, because it allowed him to look at people in a different way and not judge somebody. Because you just never know. You just never know. And sometimes it's our turn to have help from others, a helping hand. But sometimes it's our turn to help someone else, even if we think we don't have anything to give. We always have something to give. Your happiness meter will go off the chart when you are a giver instead of a taker. So for 2023, as I am in front of you and sharing all of this beautiful material with you, I'm asking you and challenging you to look at your happiness meter. You cannot find happiness from another human. It comes from within. You cannot find happiness from money, because your happiness comes from within. You have everything you need. Now it's just up to you to allow it to flow. One of the last things that I'll leave you with is, if you're in a moment and you're feeling discouraged or you're feeling down or you're not really sure how to move out of that particular situation, I want you to think about if you're in a high vibrational state or a low vibrational state. If you're feeling you're in a low vibrational state, I want you to ask yourself, is this true? Is what you're feeling true? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of it, if you were to flip it the other way around and turn it inside out, you would have a whole slew of reasons of how it's not true. For example, if someone said, "I'm a terrible mother," for example, we could flip that inside out and say, these are all the reasons that you're not a terrible mother. You have beautiful children who love you. You have provided for them. You have done things differently than you have with your experiences. And maybe you've changed things as far as what your children are experiencing compared to what you experienced, because you didn't want them to have that same kind of hurt and pain. There's a laundry list of reasons that this is not true, and it's just turning it inside out. So think about the ways that you can get yourself into a higher vibrational energy, ratchet up your happiness meter, and if you need to, write it out. Write it out. This is what you need to do. Make sure you show gratitude. Gratitude every single time will get you out of that lower vibrational state and into switching out of the feelings of negative into the feelings of positive. And if you can, go and be a giver. It's just going to amplify all of that for you in such a profound, profound way. My challenge for you this coming week is to look for those opportunities. Take something that you've learned today and move it with you going forward for the next week and see how it changes you. We all have the beautiful power and control of taking hold of our own destiny and where we are headed. It starts with you, one person at a time. And if you can, in a world that seems very chaotic and out of control, just sit in grace, sit in love, sit in happiness. You have everything. Everything. And you know how many people are going to look at you and wonder what's different about you? You'll have a peace. You'll have a knowing because you know how to do this. Do not look to outside sources for your happiness. You're not going to find it on TV. You're not going to find it with another person. You're not going to find it anywhere but within your own soul. This week, gravitate into that beautiful space of happiness. It belongs to you, and you can manifest it, and you can have it. So for 2023, let's keep going. Get that vision board out, because you are creating your life. This is the year of manifesting your true life. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you feel all the love because it truly comes from my heart to you. And I want you to know that there's so much ahead in Retreat to Peace, and I'm so excited for all of you. So please keep joining us. I'm so grateful, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is Catherine Daniels with Retreat to Peace, reminding you to live your authentic life in peace. And as always, retreat to peace. We'll see you next time. And one more thing. If you have any amazing stories that you'd like to share or any testimonials that you would like to share, please, please, please write into us at retreattopeacellc@gmail.com. We're looking for your testimonies. We're looking for your inspiring stories. Because what we do know is that God uses people to do his work. He does not use perfect people. He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary work, just like you. If you have any testimonials, anything you would like to share, I would love to put you on the airwaves and share your testimony with the world. So I beg you to write in, encourage you to write in, share your beautiful testimony of God's work in your life. And I would love to inspire you to share with the world how God has touched your life. Because when you go outside yourself and you're a giver, you receive so much more. Thank you again. I can't thank you enough, but thank you again. And please send those testimonies to Catherine Daniels at retreattopeacellc@gmail.com. Again, retreattopeacellc@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful week. Again, this is Catherine Daniels with Retreat to Peace, inspiring you to live your most authentic, beautiful life. Get out into nature this week. Have a beautiful week, and I will see you next week. And as always, retreat to peace.